The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on January 3rd, 2016, in Santiago, Chile.
Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnava Cha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vita Damsa Jiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So today is the most auspicious occasion. Initiation ceremony. Initiation means the beginning. It is not that when one is initiated, now their business is finished. Just like one may enroll in the university, but that does not mean they have their degree. Initiation means now you're enrolling in Hare Krishna University officially. But it is a very potent moment. Srila Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles from the very day of initiation, one's state of deathlessness begins. From the very day of initiation, one enters into immortality. But there's a condition. You have to follow the instructions. There's three things that make us powerful and strong in Krishna consciousness. I have many times given this example. I see this microphone here, it's on a tripod with three legs. I see all this devotee back here with the video camera, he also has a tripod on three legs. If there's only two legs, it falls over, is it? If there's only one leg, it falls over. If there's no legs, it falls over. But three legs means it's very solid. We should be taking pictures. I'm giving you the instruction to take pictures. You should be taking photographs. Give me about 100 from the ceremony. So, what are the three legs? The first leg is Rupa Goswami. These all are given in our wonderful nice book called The Nectar of Devotion. There are 64 items of bhakti given in The Nectar of Devotion. And these three are the first three, number one, two, and three. The first one is Adau Garashvayam. The beginning is you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And then the next step is called Diksha or initiation, which we're doing today. This means now you make a vow of eternal commitment to that spiritual master. That I will always obey your instructions. Your orders are my very life and soul. And the third step is obedience. You have to keep your initiation vows. So, for one who actually keeps their initiation vow, their immortality began on the very day of initiation. It's not they can think, well, I feel like chanting 12 rounds instead of 16. That means their spiritual life is dead. One has to abide by the order given by the spiritual master. And by so doing, one then enters into a transcendental dimension situated beyond time and space. That realm is called Krishna consciousness. In the state of Krishna consciousness, the modes of material nature become gradually completely absent. The modes of material nature are covering clouds, which prevent us from experiencing Krishna in full. But as one faithfully serves the instructions they receive from their spiritual master, gradually the powerful Krishna sun burns away all the clouds, and Krishna becomes fully manifest to his beloved devotee. This is why we have to keep our vows very strictly. Because by doing so, we purchase Krishna. Krishna becomes our personal property. When he sees that we are the completely sold-out servants of our spiritual master, and Krishna gives himself to his devotee. You may say, how is that possible? Krishna is Ajita. He's not conquered by anyone.
Krishna is Ajita, not conquistado por nadie.
But as Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna becomes Jita or conquered by the love of his devotee.
Krishna se vuelve Jita o conquistable por el amor de su devoto.
Can you imagine that you can actually conquer the Supreme Person who controls everything? Krishna is waiting. He wants to be conquered by your love. Just as he was conquered by Yashoda Mata. You naughty boy! And he's running.
Tú, niño, malcriado.
This reminds me of one of our ISKCON pastimes. Many years ago, I had the good fortune of traveling with His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. And we had what was called the Traveling Rope Show. We actually had a Hare Krishna rock opera. And we put on our rock opera on different university campuses. The university would pay us $1,000. That was a lot of money back in those days. To put on our rock opera on their campus. It was a wonderful program. So on the bus they had two deities of Radha and Krishna. But you know, on a bus it's rocking here and there. So they didn't want the deities to fall over when they're driving down the street. So they put some ropes around the deities so they wouldn't fall over. And Prabhupada heard that we were tying up Radha and Krishna with ropes. He wrote one letter. He said, "You can name that naughty boy Damodar." The deity was no longer Radha Krishna. Now it was Radha Damodar. Prabhupada renamed the deity. So the point is that just as Damodar was tied up with ropes, you can also conquer God if you develop pure love for Him. So the pathway for developing pure love of God is called sadhana bhakti. Not that you can simply imagine, "Oh, I love Krishna, I have pure bhakti in my heart." Actually, you do have pure bhakti in your heart. You do have pure bhakti in your heart right now. But it's covered. You do have gold in your heart right now, you see. But it's covered with tons of stool. So you have to undergo the purificatory process of cleansing away all that stool, all that dirt. That's why we chant 16 rounds, at least 16 rounds every day. That's why we avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because these things are polluting agents which contaminate our consciousness. So, is chanting 16 rounds and following the principles enough? Almost, but not quite. Prabhupada said, at the initiation lecture, you must tell about the 10 offenses. The point is, and we begin to chant, we are called Nam Abharadis. We are offenders against the name. And then gradually as we chant, then we enter the stage called the clearing stage, where our offenses are starting to go away, you see. And then when the offenses are completely gone, now you've achieved the wonderful state, Shuddhanam. And that is when you have pure Krishna Prem. So while we're chanting our 16 rounds, at least 16 rounds every day, while we're carefully avoiding illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, we also must very carefully try to avoid committing any of the 10 offenses. So those 10 offenses are as follows. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. This means I love and respect every devotee. Even if I disagree with some devotee, you see. Even if there's a disagreement, that's all right. Still, I love you, you see. I respect you. Because you're a devotee. Because you're part and parcel of Krishna. So you don't let disagreements cause disrespect. And we have so many disagreements, don't we? Would you agree? Your temple president agrees that we have many disagreements. And if he doesn't agree, he's proven my point. If you don't agree, then you've proven my point. We do have disagreements. So either way, you have to, either way, I've proven that we have disagreements. You see. You either agree with me, yes, we do have disagreements. Or you disagree, no, we don't have any disagreements. So I've proven my point, we do have disagreements. But in spite of this, we have to always love and respect each other. Because if you're disrespectful to a devotee, that's a nama-parad. And the second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Some people say, well, Durga is the Supreme Lord. So you're chanting Hare Krishna? I'm chanting Durga, 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 Durga. What's the difference? It's all the same. No, it's not the same. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The other gods and goddesses are subordinate to Krishna. The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. So someone may think, well, I'm going to make sure I don't disobey the order of the spiritual master. I'll make absolutely sure I never disobey the order of the spiritual master. And the way I'm going to do that is I won't get initiated. Then I'll never disobey the spiritual master, see? But that argument doesn't work. Because Prabhupada is the guru of all of us. And he has told us in the Nectar Devotion that we have to get initiated to get connected. He says, without initiation, the connection with Krishna is never made. So if you're serious about becoming a pure devotee, and getting out of the cycle of birth and death, you should be initiated or getting serious about getting ready for initiation. Because that's what Prabhupada explains in Nectar Devotion. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. We must respect all scripture. I remember when I was a hippie songwriter and I went to visit our temple in San Francisco in 1968. 518 Frederick Street in Haight-Ashbury. And the devotees told me, they said, they taught me two rules. Leave your shoes at the door and don't put the book on the floor. That's the first training I got from Hare Krishna Murti. You see, you have to respect the scripture. You don't put it on the floor. You don't criticize it. The scripture is Krishna himself, literary incarnation of Krishna. So you have to treat the scripture just as you would treat Krishna himself. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be an imagination. Yeah, those Hare Krishnas, they're just hyping me with all this stuff about how great the holy name is. They're just trying to get me to chant. Just trying to brainwash me, you know. You know, fool me into joining their cult. The name couldn't be that great, you know. I mean, it's just some sound, you know. I mean, I could chant Hare Krishna, or I could chant Mary had a little lamb, a little lamb, a little lamb. What's the difference? Well, if you really think that you can chant Mary had a little lamb and get the same benefit from chanting Hare Krishna, I challenge you, sir. You chant Mary. I've been chanting Hare Krishna mantra every day for 45 years. Let me see if you can chant Mary had a little lamb for 2 hours every day for 45 years. The name of God has power and potency. The names of God are super sweet.
El nombre de Dios es muy dulce.
And therefore you can go on chanting them for millions of years. Rupa Goswami describes this. Tunde tandavane viteng tit vitanate tundavali labdiye karna krudha gudammani gatayate kudabhade braspiham chetrapangana sangani vijayate savendriyanam pritim no jani janita kriyadvir amritai krishneti varnadvai. Do you know the Sanskrit? I'll give the English translation. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, there is so much nectar that my one little tiny mouth can't hold it all. Therefore, I need to have millions of mouths to hold that nectar which is available in
Krishna.
And when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, oh, there's so much nectar. I need billions and trillions of ears to hold that nectar. And then when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm stunned in a state of transcendental bliss. So, you can't even tell how much nectar there is in the name. There's enough nectar to fill up billions and trillions of oceans. That's how much nectar is in the name. So do not think this is exaggeration. The next offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name. This is the pleasure pastime of the scholars. Krishna means black. Black means ignorance.
Negro significa ignorancia.
Therefore, Krishna is ignorance.
Luego, Krishna es ignorancia.
Do not make any interpretation on the holy name.
No hay interpretación en santo nombre.
The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Well, you know, I really feel like falling down tonight. Tonight I'm going to go with a prostitute. But tomorrow I'll chant some extra rounds to make up for it. No, don't do such nonsense things. You have to strictly follow the principle. The eighth offense is to consider that chanting Hare Krishna is one of the ritualistic activities for fruitive gain. You know, my son is now taking his finals at the university, and I'm really worried about him making good grades, you know. So I'm going to chant some extra rounds for my son to make good grades on the exam. Don't do that with a name. The name is not your material commodity. You see, the name, you are the servant of the name. Don't ask the name to serve your material desire. The ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Some might think, this is great. I didn't want to do book distribution anyway. So now I have my excuse. All these people here in Santiago, they're faithless. So you're not supposed to preach to the faithless. Therefore, I'm not going on book distribution. That's a gross misunderstanding. What it means is you have to preach according to their level. You don't try to teach a first grader calculus. Lord Chaitanya has ordered we should preach to everybody. So this offense means don't preach on a higher level than they're ready for. You don't go out on the street and say, you know, Krishna has many girlfriends and he kisses them in the forest at night. He says, really? I have many girlfriends too. That's wonderful. I like Krishna. You see, you don't preach like that. You have to preach according to their level of understanding, to elevate their consciousness. The tenth offense is to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments in spite of having understood so many instructions on this matter. Well, how do I get out of that one? I have so many material attachments. How can I get free from this offense? No es difícil. Es muy fácil. You simply have to become more and more attached to Krishna. But how can I be attached to him? I never met him before. I've never seen him. I've never talked with him. How can I get attached to him? Well, don't forget, Krishna has fully manifested as Nam Avatar. Krishna is fully present. He's not just, the name is not a partial representation of Krishna. The name is fully Krishna himself. So if you understand this and you just say, okay, I'm going to dive into the name. I'm going to dive deep, deep, deep into the name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then you will become free from material attachments. Because there's nothing in the world that compares to the nectar of Krishna. There is no amount of money, no amount of fame, no amount of power, no amount of sex. There's nothing in this material world which can compete with the nectar of connecting with Krishna. And it's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. That means when you chant, you should only be chanting. Not that I'm driving to work, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, chanting my rounds while I'm driving. And there's different kinds of inattentive chanting. One of them is called jabber japa. You're going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How are you doing, Prabhu? Ram, Ram, Hare Krishna. How's your dog doing? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Ram. Well, you talk to somebody, but you try to chant your rounds at the same time. Don't do that. The other is called dive bomber japa. In World War II, you know, they would go down, and they drop the bombs, you see. So you mean you're going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you're sleepy, stand up. If you're still sleepy, rock back and forth. If you're still sleepy, walk back and forth. And if you're still sleepy, go take rest and chant your rounds later on. You see. What was the other one? There's Dive Bomber Japa, Jabber Japa, and what's the third one? Remember the third one, Davey? I forget the third one. But anyway, later on, next time I come, I'll tell you about the third one. So, this is the most auspicious day, and I'm very grateful to all of you for coming here. Every one of you have made this event more auspicious by your presence. By your being here, you're actually blessing this sincere girl on her pathway back to Godhead. So on her behalf, I'm thanking all of you. She's getting your mercy that you're here today. You see? So now we will continue on with the next part of the program.